Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knyer, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today and happy June. May has gone by very, very quickly for this month. And my show today, it's not my show, but it's your show because we want to thank you for listening every single week. We are still going to celebrate May because May is Stroke Awareness Month. And my guest today, Michelle Cherney. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carol.
has joined us today to talk about stroke. Michelle Cherney is one of our registered nurses here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, and she wears many, many hats. She's the manager of outpatient services as well as the stroke program manager. So welcome again, Michelle.
Thank you, Carol. Glad to be here today.
Yes, she is. And I want to thank her so much because she hasn't been avoiding me for probably 7 years since I've been doing these shows. And I am so happy that she's here today because, like I mentioned, Michelle is the program manager, the stroke program manager here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. And there is so much work that goes involved in this program to become recertified every year. She has a great team under her. Everyone at the hospital who is involved with stroke does an amazing job. So, Michelle, can you tell us, Wayne Memorial is a certified primary stroke center. What does that mean for our community?
Wayne Memorial has been a certified primary stroke center and accredited by DMV, which is our accrediting body. This body is nationally recognizes and addresses all the regulatory requirements for hospitals. They provide us guidance and best practices for clinical organizations across healthcare systems. Achieving certification as a primary stroke center shows that Wayne Memorial is committed to excellence. It also helps us demonstrate to the community that Wayne Memorial is performing at the highest level. Hospitals' readiness to handle a full range of stroke-related problems. This certification lets the community know we have the resources and the commitment to provide the best possible stroke care. It's a combination of the right equipment, staff, training, and to quickly assess and treat strokes.
Right, and we've been doing that since 2016, correct? Or is it
2013.
2013, wow!
Yes.
So we're going on 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. It is.
It's something you pat yourself on the back
yes.
on. Are there specific guidelines like Wayne Memorial must follow to be certified?
As every primary stroke center, we're held to standards set forth by the Brain Attack Coalition, American Stroke Association, American Heart Association, also our accrediting body, DMV. And this affirms that the hospital addresses the full spectrum of stroke care. Also quality care, diagnosis, treatment, rehab, and education. And to establish clear metrics, quality metrics, to evaluate our patient outcomes.
Right, so how does Wayne Memorial measure on the basis of stroke guidelines and treatment times?
So we have to do all kinds of measurements with mm-hmm. being a primary stroke care. And Wayne Memorial meets all the requirements and standards of care for accreditation as a primary stroke center, and we do that annually every year.
Right, I know, and you put all those numbers together and you track all of those numbers, and it is truly amazing when we sit down with a surveyor that comes every year and you bring those numbers up, and each and every year we meet these guidelines, mm-hmm. we meet these times mm-hmm. that are needed to improve the outcome of someone having a stroke, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really the ultimate guideline.
And Wayne Memorial is even being a community rural facility.
Right.
Is held to the same standard as huge tertiary centers.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same standards of care.
Right, right. We don't get any special services because
we're in
rural PA here.
No, we don't.
Which is awesome for our listeners to hear and understand. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to, also talk about what is a stroke. Because,
mm-hmm.
we think most people know what a stroke is, right?
Yeah.
We would hope.
Yeah.
But what is a stroke?
So a stroke happens when blood flow to the brain is blocked. or when a blood vessel in the brain burst, and this causes damage to the brain tissue. This may lead to a variety of symptoms for the patient and for any individual, including difficulty speaking, numbness or weakness in one or more of their extremities, dizziness or vertigo, a headache that may be usually sudden and severe and like no headache before, and possibly visual problems, double blurring vision could be also a symptom. The symptoms may appear suddenly and without any warning either, or mm-hmm. two. They could just come on very suddenly. Prompt treatment is crucial to minimize brain damage or possibly long-term disability. And to remember, anybody could have a stroke.
Right. I mean, like we used to think, you know, when we were younger, right? It only happened to, you know, people who were much older than us. But, you know, we have people of every age, and that's one thing we also track, right? Mm-hmm. When someone comes to the hospital with maybe stroke symptoms or having a stroke, you know, the age of that patient, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And we go out in the community and we do our stroke quizzes, mm-hmm. and we look at the risk factors and who may be, you know, in certain age categories, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We look at all ages of stroke.
Right. And we do that education to help prevent it. Are there different types of strokes?
There are different types of stroke. One of the main types of stroke is what they call ischemic stroke. This type of stroke occurs when a clot blocks an artery, preventing blood flow to the brain. And then everybody knows that we could also have a hemorrhagic stroke. This occurs when a blood vessel bursts in the brain, causing bleeding in the brain. And then we have a TIA, which is a trans ischemic attack. And that is, it could mimic a stroke. And it's just temporary blockage of blood flow to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So TIA is sort of like a pre-warning mm-hmm. to, it, you know, major stroke could occur then.
Right.
And so it's sort of like a warning sign.
Right, which means that individuals that may have had a TIA or experienced them mm-hmm. should really follow up with their primary care.
Most definitely.
Right? See maybe if they need a specialist for whatever reason to keep, you know, more close eye on their health overall, right? To prevent
definitely.
That stroke.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right? And, you know, when you mentioned those different types of strokes, you know, are there treatments for them? Because we know some can be more severe than others.
Sure. So yes, there's definitely treatments for the stroke in different types. When you have a stroke, treating it as quickly as possible is key, as I said. The treatment that's right for you depends on the type of stroke and how much time has passed since your symptoms began. Remember always, a stroke is an emergency. If you develop any symptoms or notice them in someone else, please call 911 immediately. When you get to the hospital, our stroke care team will work quickly to restore your circulation, and also look at if you're presenting within a certain period of time. There's certain medications that can be given, and one is called a clot buster, and this is a thrombolytic medication that helps dissolve existing blood clots. Common method treating is ischemic strokes. Healthcare providers may give these medications within 3 to 4 hours of your symptoms, your stroke symptoms when they begin. Getting this medication in your system as soon as possible may reduce the risk of permanent damage. So it's very important that you would get here as soon as possible.
Right. And especially when, you know, sometimes the person that's having a stroke may not recognize those symptoms as much as their family or a friend, mm-hmm. or sometimes even children may notice, right? Their mother or father or grandparent having a stroke.
Definitely.
And it's so important not to wait to try and feel better, mm-hmm. right? Do you ever hear that story? You know, I thought I'd get better. I thought I'd feel better. Mm-hmm. But no, we don't want that. We want right. you to come straight to
Definitely.
The emergency room, call 911. Because be evaluated.
Yeah.
Time is brain.
Time is brain.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
It's a muscle. We think about it as a muscle. You know,
call 911 and just come to the hospital for evaluation.
Exactly. Are there risk factors for stroke for individuals that, you know, possibly can be changed, can't be? We know hereditary can't really be changed, right? What are some risk factors?
Some of the risk factors for having a stroke is obesity, high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the most significant risk for all types of stroke. So it's important that you keep your blood you lower your blood pressure as soon as possible. And make sure you follow up at regular appointments with your primary care doctor. And also monitoring your cholesterol. High cholesterol is another risk factor. Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, maintaining and controlling your diabetes. Do not smoke. That's another risk factor. Heavy alcohol use. Even sleep apnea is a risk factor. And lack of exercise.
Right.
Consistent exercise.
Right. And those are things that are, people can change. People can work on. Like you said, I think a real key there too is to, you know, have that connection with your primary care physician. Go for your yearly appointments. If they tell you your blood pressure is high, you know, address it. Those are things that can be fixed that can prevent a stroke. You know, and that's something we do here with our education in our community, right?
Yes.
We go out and talk about these things. You know, so again, you know, what should somebody do if they think they're having a stroke?
So some of the warning signs of a stroke, as we talked about earlier, was a weakness and numbness of the face, arm, or leg, usually on one side of the body, trouble speaking, problems with the vision, dizziness or problems with balance or coordination, problems with movement or walking, and maybe fainting, vertigo, dizziness. You know, they're definitely warning signs. Any of these signs, immediately call 911 and go to the closest hospital.
Right. There's an acronym we like to teach too, right? What's that acronym?
Yeah,
we're on those symptoms.
We do like, and there's two acronyms out there. One is FAST, and everybody is aware of the FAST. And the newer one is BFAST. BFAST is B for balance, E is for eyes, F is for face drooping. Ask the person to smile. Does one side of the face droop? A is for arm weakness. Ask the person to raise both arms. Does one arm drift downward? Speech difficulty. Ask the person to repeat or smile or a simple phrase. Is the speech slurred or strange? T, time to call 911. If you see any of these signs, call 911 right away.
Right, right. And like you said, you know, it is important to call that 911. We don't encourage people to drive themselves to the hospital to drive a family member, right?
No.
Because the ambulance already has started that process when they're on the way to the hospital, correct?
Yes.
I mean, what do we call here at the hospital, right? We call a stroke alert.
Right. We call stroke alert, we mobilize the team, and everybody's waiting for you to come in.
Right.
So everybody's waiting and prepare to start treatment.
Right. As soon, like you know, really, they're kind of waiting at that ambulance bay right there.
Right when they come in the door.
And that treatment starts.
Yes, it does.
Probably more in the ambulance, but yes, they do the evaluation. And that's the thing is, you don't have to, you know, wait to come through the door. You're already coming through the door, you know. The ambulance drivers have already evaluated, already talking to the hospital, right?
Right. The doctor's already aware of the patient's status coming in.
Right, right. Any last words? We have like 1 minute left, Michelle.
Solid, what I would say is for anybody to reduce your risk of having a stroke, a solid follow-up plan is a key part of stroke care.
Right.
And our healthcare team here provide a lot of information about ways to manage and reduce your risk of stroke. Follow up with your PCP, your family doctor regularly. Control your blood pressure, control your risk factors, do what you could to reduce the risk of stroke.
Right, right. And especially if you do have a family history, right? You're at greater risk when you have those other changeable risk factors that we talked about.
Yes, definitely.
Right, right. Well, definitely. Michelle, you made it through the show. You did awesome. I think the information that you provided to our listeners today. It is so helpful. I really want to thank you for being on the show today, Michelle.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And again, thank you for all your services, your team here at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier. I'm the Community Relations Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a great day.